through the 23rd. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We can't misconstrue or misunderstand authority. You see, believers, all of us are given delegated authority by God. But you have to know how to operate in authority. And you'll never really know how to operate in authority until you learn how to be under authority. And I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about under the government and the authority of God Himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. How many of the Holy Spirit will talk to you? He's the paraclete. He's the one that walks beside you. He's the one that's in you. He's the one that says, you know that was wrong. Why you say that? Why is your attitude like that? Tell me the Holy Ghost won't talk to you. And here we make excuses for stuff. He's there all the time. The government of God is there all the time when there's nobody else around. And you mistreating people. Amen. Somebody say, talk to me, Holy Ghost. If we're going to truly be in authority and represent God fully, then we must be under the government of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can't fuss you out. Amen. Yet alone cuss you out. Amen. Holy Spirit ain't in your cussing. Amen. Heard somebody say, I'm saved. I ain't never slipped and cussed. He said, if I'm going to cuss you out, I'm just going to go ahead and cuss you out. Talk about some slipping and cuss. Folk in the church, they don't slip and cuss. Some of y'all ain't laughing, but see, I know it's you. See, the Holy Ghost will get that out your mouth. Clean you up. I know you use that verse. Well, Peter cursed. I wonder what he said. I know God. I don't have mercy on you. He'll save you for real. He'll save you from that. Honestly, he'll save you from that. He'll save you from a temper. Amen. From being just angry. And from past hurts, and, certain things touch nerves in you, and you go off. God will save you from that. And when He saves you, it don't mean that He has perfected you. Some people come from afar off, and for them just to cuss every now and then is a big, is a big change in them. I don't know why I'm on cussing, but. It's a big change. Their heart toward God, Some people with cigarettes or whatever, God touched their heart and they come to God and they love God, but they hadn't let go of stuff. Come on, let's be for real here. God will deliver them from it eventually. Some folks say, if you wonder if they really saved. Because your experience was, you know, you was in a sanctified church. You know, God saved Baptist folk too. Catholic folk too. You ain't the only one saved up in here. It's just they hadn't been exposed to certain things to know that you can be delivered from certain things. Amen. But God is doing a work everywhere. Amen. And it's not the name on the church or, you know, the doctrine necessarily. As you believe, God deals with the heart. Let's get into this message. In Numbers chapter 33, starting at verse number 50. The Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan. I want to pause there for a moment to establish God spoke to him concerning Israel crossing over Jordan. Prior to that, the generation before them, when the 12 spies went up, if you search that, you'll find they never crossed the Jordan. There's significance to crossing the Jordan. The 12 spies went to the south up through the Negev and over the mountains into the promised land. This time, God brought them to the Jordan because the 10 spies that didn't believe when they came back with the report the last time, it was a negative report. I said last time how when they went to Hebron, and you can read that in Numbers 13. Hebron was the place where all their patriarchs were buried. Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, all the bones were taken. They were buried in that region. And because of that, by right, that was their land to inherit. But we see how the devil relocated all the giants to that area in Hebron. So understand this. Oftentimes, the place of your inheritance, the place where God has chosen to bless you the greatest, the devil gonna try to show you, you can't inherit this because the giants are here. It will seem the most impossible or difficult. But it's the place of the greatest blessing. The place that God has designated for you. That's why the just have to live by faith. Notice what Caleb made a statement. After all the unbelieving. And see, God won't chastise you or rebuke you because you have a bit of fear. You can overcome that. But he will get after you for unbelief. See, those 10 spies died because of unbelief. Sometimes you face stuff with a little bit of fear, but you can get through that fear. God judges unbelief when you don't believe his promise. Giants were occupying their land and they looked like grasshoppers to the giants, and they looked like grasshoppers to them. But Caleb, who was seeing through the eyes of faith with Joshua, he made a statement. He said, let us go up at once. See, sometimes you can't be delaying your faith. You got to get rid of that rascal called procrastination sometime when it comes to your faith. Because procrastination can be like a little fox. Before you know it, the tree is about to fall over. All the roots, all the vine been eaten up. Now look what he said. He said, let us go up at once and possess it. He didn't say, let us go up at once and fight for it. Come on, somebody. I feel like shouting in here. Because see, this is how God works. That's why you got to work your faith. Because see, God, tell somebody, God's going before you. You got to understand, he's with you, he's behind you, and he's gone before you. He's in your tomorrow right now. He's getting stuff in order. Because he knows you're coming that way. I love the story when they first came out of Egypt. The first place they came to was Myra. Come on, somebody say bitter water. Just got into the wilderness, maybe a 3-week journey. And they're thirsty. The cattle are thirsty. The children are thirsty. Everybody's thirsty. And they come to a spring, or not a spring, but to a pool called Myra, and the water is bitter. In other words, you drink this water, you're going to get sick. You'll get dysentery and perhaps die. Remember now, they didn't have no medicine and all that out there. It's like a wild animal. You get wounded, it's going to die. You got nobody to doctor on it. But look, tell somebody, look at God. Like many, when they got into difficulty, they had to find somebody to blame it on. You know, Moses brought us out here. They forgot Moses delivered them from making them bricks without straw and from getting beat every day. They had to find somebody to say, tell somebody, stop blaming folks. Own up to your situation. That's where you start to conquer it, when you own up to it. Say, well, yeah, they did me wrong. They left me with this, but you know what? I'm going to work with this. Me and God are a majority. We got a plan. God can get me out of this. I can work with this. I'm not going to blame them. I'm going to get the wisdom of God. God's going to show me the plan. Hello? And we're going to work this thing out. And I'm not going to let resentment or offense or any of this stuff set up in my heart. You know, a lot of folks get used by the devil and don't even know they're being used by the devil. But look at Myra. When they came at Moses, Moses went to God. And God said, Moses, see the tree. Now, they're in the desert. This is not an oasis. But there's a tree. See, there's a tree in your desert. But see, you have to have faith to believe that there's something more to that tree than just that tree. God told Moses, take the tree and cut it down and cast it in the water. It's going to make the water good. And he did, and it made the water sweet. But what I like to think is where that tree come from. Think about it a moment. Trees start with seed, right? This was a tree. It wasn't a little bush. It was a tree. So let's go back in time. Let's rewind. You know that tree. And before it was a tree, that seed had to come from somewhere. Now here's Israel in Egypt. Making brick without straw. Getting beat every day. But God had a seed. Strong east wind blew the seed to their first stop. God said, I see they're going to be coming here on such and such a day. So by the time they get here, I need something prepared for them to work a miracle for them. So they're getting beat, making brick without straw, fussing at Moses, while God's growing them a tree. Come on, tell somebody to just live by faith.
We are continuing in part 16 of our series, The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.